This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Test, 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 1, 2, 3, test. Good, thank you. Did he run on? No, everything plugs right in under here.
I'm an experienced guy with
him. I'm sorry. It's only a second game.
You guys good up here? Yeah, fine. Well, I'm going to go watch Buckeyes. So.
I tried to get him to put it on this TV. He won't do it.
I sell them.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 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 1, 2, 3. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3.
Really? Put that on, see if you can hear me.
Oh, no.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, we got a little bit of a hum.
Well,
I moved all the wires.
That was,
they don't have any audio at all.
I don't hear a hum, no.
Okay.
I don't hear a hum. We'll be right back.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGincOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Can I get a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg? That's genius. Let's call that the farmhouse boy.
Hey, could I get the same thing with sausage patties instead of beef patties?
Done and done. That's the breakfast boy.
What about a big boy with green leaf lettuce, tomatoes, and red onions?
We'll call that the deluxe big boy.
You ask, we make. New members of the big boy family now available.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Anna's Booster Field. The Anna Rockets are home against the Coldwater Cavaliers. Anna 6-1 on the year. Coldwater unbeaten 7-0. Coldwater first in the state in the last AP poll in Division 6. Anna number 5. The two teams are second and third, respectively. Coldwater and Anna in their region of Division 6. Both teams headed for the playoffs.
playoffs, important for Anna to win tonight, Chuck, in order to possibly secure a home field game in Week 11.
Absolutely. I mean, that is exactly what this game's about. You want to get a win in the league,
yep.
But if now with only three games left, you're taking a look at what you can do in the playoffs. Both teams are going to be there, like you said. But Anna wants to play right here on this field, and you also secure a lower-seeded team compared to what you're going to end up playing if you go on the road.
Spot on. It could be a game featuring a lot of hard runners. Bart Bixler, quarterback for Anna, 8.5 yards a carry this year. Jake Hemlegarn, quarterback for Coldwater, averaging 8.7 per carry. Bixler doesn't throw it as much. He pitches the football down the field about a third the number of times as Hemlegarn. He's tossed for 17 TDs.
Wow.
As Jake Hemlegarn for Coldwater. Riley Uhlskamp, a rushing machine for Anna. He piles up the yards, 10.3 per carry on the season. Nathan Greasup, 6.6 from his running back spot for Coldwater. Blazing speed on the field tonight. I think Anna's got to pass the ball at least a little bit to win this game more than it's 8 or 9 times it throws per contest so far this year.
Well, they don't want to, but you might be right. They may have to.
Right.
I think a hurdle they need to get over is the fact that I think against Marion Local, against Coldwater, these teams are such dynamic programs, and sometimes you haven't beaten them, so you struggle beating them. I think that's what happened to Anna against Marion Local. They have to avoid that tonight against Coldwater.
Anna did beat Coldwater last year on the Cavaliers field, 21-20. Cavs went for a two-point conversion late in the game. It failed. Anna hung on to win by one. That is Anna's second victory a year ago in the last 14 meetings,
right,
against Coldwater, which is 12-2 against Anna. Coldwater, in fact, has scored 5 touchdowns or more in 6 of the last 8 meetings against Anna. Last year was not one of those times. However, I think if it's a high-scoring affair, Chuck, that means Anna probably is right in the thick of it.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, like you said, Anna's got to throw it a little bit. They want to establish the run. It's going to come down to the offensive line. If they can do a nice job and get them 4 or 5 yards a carry, maybe not 8 or 9 like some of them are averaging,
right,
but if you can get 4 or 5 yards on first down, so now you have a choice. You can't live by just only throwing the ball on third down. You're going to have a long, long night.
Well said. Marion Local threw the ball effectively against Anna 3 weeks ago on first and second down. Marion Local was 11 for 16 through the air for nearly 170 yards. That spelled defeat for Anna, which had just 4 possessions in the second half and turned it over 3 of those 4.
Wow.
That can happen tonight, or Coldwater will win this game.
Yep.
You mentioned Anna's offensive line. It's key. The Rockets have got to get some forward thrust. Anna didn't do it after the rain late in the first quarter against Marion Local 3 weeks ago. The Flyers dominated the line of scrimmage in that contest thereafter.
Right, and that's what they have to avoid tonight. They cannot allow Coldwater to run the ball at will and then have Hemlegarn step back there and find open receivers. They need to put pressure on him. They need to really establish the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
And Nick Marino's done a great job as the mentor of the Anna program. It's his 5th season. He opened up with 3 wins, then graduated to 5, then 7, year 3. He's got a momentum-building program here at Anna. You mentioned the tradition of excellence at Coldwater, Chuck. Wow, 6 state championships, 6 state runner-up finishes. Coldwater establishes an OHSAA record this year, as I texted you earlier in the week.
Yep.
This will be the 23rd straight season Coldwater makes the playoffs, and that wipes out all other OHSAA records. The 23rd for Coldwater would be an Ohio High School high water mark.
Well, that's impressive, and I tell you, there's teams that have never been. There's teams that just ache to be able to get out here and play a playoff game, and it is tradition there, and they don't expect to not get in the playoffs.
Exactly. Chip Otten, 10th year as head coach. He's been a part of this program 18 years. He was an assistant at the previous 8. So there's been a common thread for most all of these last 23 years.
Right.
Head coach Chip Otten has been in the program all but 5 of them.
Well, and that is something that if you got continuity and the kids know what to expect and they know what you're going to run,
mm-hmm,
and they know what the coaching staff expects from you, that is a very good. Anna is at that point now where they're getting to the, in the same spot.
Well said. First quarter, I think, is very, very key, Chuck. In the first half this year, Coldwater has scored 31 touchdowns.
Wow.
31 and given up two. Anna's got to break that trend somehow, some way tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Anna gives up 31 tonight the first quarter, they're in trouble.
At 31 touchdowns.
That's amazing.
In one half this season in 7 weeks. Well, do the math. That's between 4 and 5 touchdowns in the first half per week. That's the knockout punch right there.
Well, yeah, the game's over.
Yeah. As I mentioned, Nick Marino, mentor of the ANA program. I chatted with him earlier this week. We talked about the resounding triumphs the last 2 weeks over Versailles and Fort Recovery. And we also took a look back at 3 weeks ago when ScoresBroadcast.com covered the ANA Marion local game. Reflect back over the last three games. We covered the ANA Marion local game at Booster Field, your only loss of the year. You gained yardage per play well enough to win that game. Didn't have the ball often enough, turned it over in the second half against a very good Marion local team.
Yeah, all credit to them. They played a good football game, and they found a way to beat us that night. And obviously, they do a very good job. We just didn't make enough plays on both sides of the ball just to get the job done. Obviously, we typically want to score more than 14, and we weren't able to get the ball in. Just situational football kind of killed us on that night.
And Marion local surprisingly passed the football exceedingly well.
Yeah, they threw the ball well, and the number 14 made some really good catches, so all credit to them and that win for them, so they did a good job.
Hey, what's happened the last 2 weeks? Anna has steamrolled. Beat a Versailles team we thought might be a little better and would give you a struggle. You beat a Fort Recovery team that we thought might be better and would give you a struggle. Neither happened. Great response by your club after the setback at home to Marion Local.
Yeah, our kids have played well since then, and we definitely took care of business last Friday. Got off to a pretty good start. Had a few plays here or there that we'd like to get back on the defense side of the ball. Gave up some plays that we shouldn't have if we're in our proper position and doing things right. So those are all things we got to make sure we do tonight.
What individual performers really stood out for you in the victories over Versailles and Fort Recovery?
Riley Huelskamp had really good ball games. He actually last week set our school rushing record for a career rushing record. Just set that record last week. I think he went for like 280 last week too, so he had a very good game. Offensive line played well, I thought. And then on the defensive side, we've seen some guys start to step up. Isaac Egbert's been making a lot of tackles for us. He's been really good, being explosive, and you're seeing a lot of other guys do that as well.
You've taken care of the ball well all year long.
Yeah.
Few interceptions, few fumbles. You turned it over a little bit in the Marion local game, but you've got to be happy with ball security all season.
Yeah, overall, we've done a pretty good job taking care of the football. We've got to continue to do that tonight, make sure you got two hands on it in contact, and you got that thing tucked away real well. So that's been good for us, and we've created a pretty good amount of turnovers, and a lot of times that's just from guys hustling to the football and being in the right spot at the right time, and the ball bounces your way when you do that.
Sure. Nick Marino, our guest, head coach of ANA, before tonight's game between the Rockets and Coldwater, a team you beat last year on the road by a point.
Yeah.
That's in the background now. That's long gone. It's a different Coldwater club, more experienced ANA team.
Yeah.
Good speed by the Cavaliers year in, year out.
Yeah, they're a good, real good football team. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. We're going to have to battle on both sides of the football. They've been good on obviously, I think they're right up at the top of the league with us in offense per game and points per game and everything else. So we're right there neck and neck in those categories. And defense, I think we're real close statistically too. So,
what do you see differently about the Coldwater team this year versus last? What's even better for the Cavaliers?
They're running the ball better. They're more balanced. Last year, they were much more of a passing team. This year, we're seeing that they're more balanced. Almost 50-50 run pass when you look at their yardage with their game per game. So we got to really play well. Quarterback's running well, number 10, so we're going to have to make sure we get there and we get pressure on him and keep him in the pocket in the passing game. And on the defense, or when he's running the ball, he's their number one rusher too, so we got to make sure we find him in the run game.
Does Coldwater throw the ball a little bit more than Marion or not?
Oh, yeah, they throw the ball more than Marion. They're almost 50-50 run pass. So they're very balanced in what they do. We definitely got to then take care of 86, their number one target. We got to make sure we have pressure or we have guys around him when the ball's being thrown to him.
I know Coldwater handled Minster easily, at least based on the final score. Have you seen videotape of that game?
Yeah, we watched that game. We get all the tapes because we all share. It's a full league pool that we all get them. So we got that tape, and we saw a lot of things they did there that they were able to put contain Minster's run game really well. So we noticed that.
Nick, in preparation for Coldwater, what is it you've got to do even better this week in order to win the football game against the Coldwater Cavaliers?
Yeah, we got to tackle better. That's the first thing from last week. We had a couple missed tackles, but we definitely have to make sure we find their routes. Find their routes, and then when the play breaks down, you're going to see that they like to scramble around, and they work scramble drill, I would say, probably more than anybody. So their passing game gets more effective a lot of times on the scramble because their quarterback's an athlete. So we got to make sure we contain him, and in the passing game, we either get pressure and or we contain the guys down the field and stick with them when the play breaks down.
Similarities, differences, Marion, Coldwater?
Totally different styles of team. Marion's going to be more trying to pound the football, and they mix in the passing game, but they have more of a running, under center running, I should say, identity, whereas Coldwater's in the gun the whole time, and they're going to be in empty, and you're going to see a lot of that different stuff mixed in. So different types of football teams. Obviously, doing one thing's not, I mean, you can do whatever it takes to be successful. Different teams have always been doing different things and being successful in different ways, and they're going to put the ball in the air and challenge you that way a lot more.
Interesting comments from Anna head coach Nick Marino. Chuck, you talk about the fact that Marion Local on 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4 would likely run the ball. Coldwater this year, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. Hey, they'll go up top.
Yeah, and he made a point of talking about Helgarn and how you got to keep him in the pocket because if you let him get outside, one side or the other, that's why he averages almost 9 yards a carry.
Yeah. It's amazing how even these two clubs are offensively on the year. Anna, 2,827 total yards. Coldwater, 2,813. Yeah. Chip Otten, 10-year head coach of the Coldwater Cavaliers, was part of our conversation earlier this week at Coldwater. He talked about his approach, his philosophy, his have fun and play loose attitude on the field. Hey, put into words what describes a Coach Otten football team offensively, defensively, in terms of approach, attitude as well. How would you characterize Coach Otten high school football at Coldwater?
Wow, that's a good question. No one's ever asked that before. One of the things I think we really pride ourselves on as a staff and as a team is being really adaptable and flexible.
There you go.
You know, our defense will jump from a 3-man front to a 4-man front.
Yep.
Sometimes we'll blitz like crazy. Sometimes we won't. Offensively, we try to stay fairly balanced, but we don't do it intentionally. Mm-hmm. It's more like, okay, if we can run, if we can pass, we'll pass. If we can do both, that's great. But it kind of is dictated by the type of game and the type of flow. You know, hopefully our guys, people look at us and say, God, they just do things the right way. They're pretty disciplined in doing what they're doing their job. You know, I like that we really talked about that a lot this year. Do your job and then have fun. You know, we have a phrase, fast, loose, and focused.
Uh-huh.
You know, we want them focused, but we don't want them tight and worried about making mistakes. So I guess that fast, loose, and focused has really stuck with us and the staff, you know, and the kids buy into that. And I would say that would be the thing that I would like, adaptable, flexible, and fast, loose, and focused.
And that tradition of excellence you have established in 10 years and the coaches before you have established, so important as well. The players want to live up to that.
Yeah, those expectations are high. And coach, you know, there was a lot of good football, and then there was a little lull there in the 90s, I guess, late 80s and early 90s. And then Coach Reed, when he took over, I mean, he really brought the expectations and the discipline. This is the way things are going to go, and this is how we're going to do things. And he really got it rolling, along with Coach Hoyne, who was here for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, we've been able to keep it going with a good mix of older staff guys, three or four of us, and then some really good young guys. And like you say, the expectations are we don't want to be the team that doesn't make the, you know, if we make the playoffs this year, we'll take over the state record for most consecutive at 23.
Wow.
So we're proud of that. And our guys are like, well, I don't want to be the team that lets that down. So those expectations, and the kids have bought in.
Yeah, take a couple minutes. You mentioned Hemmelgarn at quarterback. Highlight your skill players offensively. We'll be talking about during play-by-play tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Unfortunately, we've been able to what we call spread the wealth. So Jake is running the ball and throwing. I think he's got close to 700 rushing and accounting for, I think, 29 touchdowns between passing and rushing. Nate Greasep and Miles Plastigame. Miles been hurt the last couple games, but those two kind of duel the running back spot. Noah Miller's an excellent tight end for 6'5", 220 pounds, and he's blocking great. And he's a college type tight end that's doing a great job. And then we have Ross Weigel and Zach McKibben share a spot. They're like our fly sweep guy and real quick guys. And then Will Broering and Ethan Post are our two wide guys. They're both 6'3". And so we've got a lot of good skill guys that Jake can throw to. And then, of course, we can go no back and he can still run it. So we try to use different formations and use all those guys to so you can't really zone in on one person.
Are there any outstanding two-way athletes? Highlight your defense for a moment.
Oh yeah, we got some two-way guys, but Russell Klosterman is our middle linebacker who's playing one way and really kind of leading things. And then we have Nate Greasep, who I mentioned at fullback, and Miles Blassingame are both the starters, so they get their breaks on offense. Ross Weigel is our safety and running back. Mm-hmm. Jake Hemmelgarn even play some corner. Mm-hmm. We call it one and a half, so we try to get those guys breaks either on offense or defense. And Josh Herko is playing really well. He's our hybrid. Like I said, we jump from a three to a four-man front sometimes, and he's our hybrid linebacker that just when we want to go to a four-man front, he just drops down, and our one defensive end used to be an interior guy, so he just bumps down in. So,
right.
So that's been good. So those senior guys have really stepped it up.
Chip Otten, head coach at Coldwater, our guest before the Coldwater Anna game tonight. Anna Rockets, a team which has come along really well in football the last few seasons. Very good senior class presently. A team that nipped you by a point last year at Coldwater, 21-20. What is it you have really liked about Anna over the last two seasons, including this year?
Yeah, especially this year. Like you said, they're almost all seniors that all played last year.
Right.
And they had very few seniors last year. So it's a team that is physical. They're big, strong dudes up front. And then they got some skill guys that are skilled. Now, they're, you know, their quarterback and running back in Hielskamp and Bixler are both guys that can take it. You know, to the house on any given play.
Right.
And then there's just solid at every position. You look at defense, we always look for mismatches. How can we, which end should we run at? Which corner can we pick on? Which guys, you know, how can we do this formation wise to get what we want? And it's like, well, that guy's good. That guy's good. That guy's really good. And so it's hard to, you know, really seek out and find a weakness. They do play a lot of guys both ways the whole time, so hopefully that can be in our advantage, even though we have some, but our O and D line and linebackers are pretty much one way guys, so hopefully that can be a benefit for us.
Yeah, neither head coach may find a soft spot on the other side of the ball for this game tonight. What's been your point of emphasis heading into the clash with Anna?
Yeah, that's a great question, and certainly everybody always going to talk about turnovers, which is a major factor for us defensively is make them work. Try to prevent those long seven. You know, you might be playing pretty good, and all of a sudden you give up a 70-yard run. It's like, dang, on it. And if you give up two or three of those, that can be the game.
Right.
And feel like you didn't play terrible, and give up three long scores, and it's like, well, you know, that wasn't good. And then offensively, we have had very, very few negative yardage plays. We've given up one sack all year.
Wow, that's
and so we haven't had second and 12s, third and 15s.
Continue to stay out of those.
Right. Yep. Get a good first down play, something that we're comfortable with, and like I said, try to find something that's working. And like I said, we think we have the weapons, but sometimes they don't all work. So you keep trying different formations, different. We might have to go into throwing mode or into run mode, whichever we feel like can help us win a game.
High scoring contest tonight, no doubt.
Oh, I don't know about that. My defensive coordinator wouldn't want to hear that, and the D guy. So I don't know. You never know in these kind of games.
That's Chip Botten, head coach of the Coldwater Cavaliers. Chuckie talked about the fact. He needs to make Anna on offense work really hard. Marion Local did a good job of that. Anna had one 5-play, 80-yard drive in the third quarter. Defense got Anna's other touchdown in the first minute of the game. Other than that, Anna tried to churn the ball between the 30s, couldn't get into the red zone, couldn't score points. That's what Coldwater wants to do to Anna's potent offense tonight.
Well, Anna is a quick strike offense. If they're playing well and against most of the teams they're going to play,
yep,
they have that ability.
Sure.
It's really hard for any team if they have to drive the ball 60, 70 yards to not make a mistake, to not get behind the downs at some point with a penalty or a loss on a play. So it's much easier to take the ball and give it to Uhlskamp and let him have an 80-yard run than it is to try to drive it 80 yards.
Yeah, good observation. Each team offensively needs to stay on schedule, not get behind the chains too far.
Right.
I think that's especially important for Anna, which may not pass it quite as well as Coldwater.
Well, I think that's a great point. Anna doesn't throw the ball nearly as well as Coldwater, so it's real important for Anna to not get behind the downs tonight.
It's a beautiful night for high school football here in West Central Ohio. Temperature down around probably 50 degrees. It reached 61 this afternoon. Clear skies overhead. No chance of rain. This is crisp, cool fall football weather. It is superb. Coldwater Cavaliers have entered the field down below us. We're on the west side looking east. And here come the Anna Rockets before the home crowd across the way. Anna, the green jerseys, white pants, white headgear, green trim, Coldwater, the black and orange, white shirts, black numerals trimmed in orange, orange pants with black and white stripes, and orange helmets. So many thanks tonight to a new underwriting sponsor from Anna. Welcome, Hoying and Hoying Builders. Building your dream home is one of the most rewarding experiences in your life. From the beginning sketch to the final landscaping, Hoying and Hoying Builders is here to make building your home the most pleasurable experience possible. Hoying and Hoying Builders have been creating dreams for people since 1977. And we combine top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Hoying and Hoying Builders, 13070, that's 13070, McCartyville Road in Anna, phone number 937-397-7144, 397-7144. Or you can email Paul Hoying at Hoying and Hoying Builders. That's P Hoying, H-O-Y-I-N-G, at Hoying and Hoying Builders.com. In addition, our anchor underwriting sponsors, as always, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go Goffney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. The in-between, south of Botkins, the food's not in between. It's out of this world. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney and Wapak Avenue at regaltrophyawards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Anna kicking off to start the game from north to south. And all flags here at Booster Field are limp, no breeze whatsoever. And the kick hits at the 10-yard line, scooped up by Coldwater inside the 5. Run back up the near sideline. Out of real estate is Nate Grisham. And he's bumped into the Coldwater bench up over the 25. That's where the Cavaliers start first down, 10 yards to go.
That's an outstanding kickoff.
And fine coverage, too, by the Rockets.
Yep.
But let's check out the Coldwater Cavaliers offense. As we mentioned in the pregame, the quarterback is Jake Hemmelgarn, outstanding rusher of the football. Nate Grisham is in the offensive backfield. Noah Miller, big slot tight end. Ross Weigel is in the slot, very speedy. He alternates there with Zach McKibben. Wide receivers Ethan Post and Will Broering. In the spread is the quarterback Hemmelgarn. He runs it right up the gut, and he's caught and thrown down. No gain on the play, maybe a loss of a little bit. I mentioned the kickoff return came out to the 25. Actually, it was just over the 20, my mistake. That play might have gained one, Chuck, second and 9.
Yeah, I got about a half yard there.
New line of scrimmage, the 21.5. We've got 5 receivers flanked for Coldwater on second down and nearly 10. Hemmelgarn, a short drop. Hits his man, Post over the middle. There's a little traffic, and Anna breaks it up. It's incomplete at the 26-yard line. Third down, nearly 10 for Coldwater. We played a half minute opening quarter. Anna kicked off. Cavaliers started just beyond their own 20. This is the play right here, Chuck.
Get off the field.
Yep. Anna's defense could not get off the field against Marion Local, which also converted fourth down 3 times in that game, and third down 6 times. Here's Coldwater's Hemmelgarn, short drop, and he whips it down and out past near sideline up at the 35. It is no good. It's too high for Miller. Off his fingertips. Anna had it well covered. I'd say Anna defensively, Chuck. Heck
good
of a
start.
Beginning. Yep, fine.
That was a drop on second down, but still he wasn't going to get the first down on the play.
Righto. Deep punt formation. Nick Bailey for Coldwater back inside his 10. Yeah, Anna could not get off the field on third down against Marion Local 3 weeks ago, which, as I said, got a half dozen pickups, a first down and third down, and got first down and fourth down 3 times against Anna. The kick by Bailey is away from the deep man of Anna. Far side of the field, good directional punt, hits at the Anna 43, and then the ball turns over a few times, rolls to a stop.
46-yard punt, no return.
Well done. Tell you what, the Cincinnati Bengals would be tickled with that on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it would have been a touchdown the other way.
Bengals would probably be tickled with many other things we'll see here tonight.
Probably. Like this big of a crowd.
Yeah, it's nearly a packed house here at Booster Field. In fact, they're lined 5 and 6 deep at the south end.
Oh, yeah. If the people went into the stands that are standing up, you wouldn't have a seat.
Bart Bixler, the quarterback, fakes the handoff on the play to Yulskamp, and Bart is a marked man. He spilled behind the line at the 35. The original line of scrimmage was the 36. He lost one. It's second down, 11 for Anna. 10:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. No score. Coldwater had it once, went 3 and out. Bixler at quarterback. Hulskamp, the outstanding runner. Jeffrey Richards, Nolan Emerson, and Isaac Leininger are your wide receivers. Here's Anna running it on second and a bunch. And it is a short romp to the far side of the field into the Anna bench. Pickup of two or maybe three on the play. Third down and at least seven for Anna.
Well, they ran the option that time into the short side of the field, and Coldwater had it diagnosed perfectly.
Three receivers near side. Lone receiver to the short side of the field for Anna. Bixler in the offensive backfield has got Stewart behind him. And on the near side for the Anna Rockets are Richards and Leininger, flanked 12 and 16 yards to the right. Here's Bixler in the offensive backfield. Fakes to Hulskamp and keeps. Bart's got some running room. Outside right tackle. Springs it wide. 40, 45. Upset at the 48. Coldwater bit on the fake to the big running back, Minnick. Not sure why. And that left Bixler room to the outside. And he took it beyond the hash mark all the way to the numbers, Chuck. 50 gain.
Yeah,
first down.
Nice, nice recognition by Bixler to keep the ball.
Super awareness. Handoff right up the gut. Hulskamp dancing, weaving. Jukes left, Jukes right. Puts his head down. Digs to the 41 of Coldwater. He has got another first down for the Rockets as he dashes for about 11 or 12. Ball marked back at the 42 where his knee lit on the surface here at Anna. Plush playing field, thick green grass. Here's Bixler handing off to Hulskamp, going wide. Moving laterally with him is Coldwater. Good pursuit, late flag as Hulskamp tried to cut it back against the grain. Did so for four, but a penalty marker, Chuck, in the offensive backfield usually signifies a hold.
Well, yeah, the referee threw it and right into the pile of people that were on the ground there. So somebody was holding somebody down, obviously.
Anna's offensive line, Luke Dye at center. The guards, Will Luthman, Anthony Billings. The tackles, Dylan Steinke Ellinger and Evan Poppelman. Quarterback, Bart Bixler. Wideouts, as I noted previously, Jeffrey Richards, Nolan Emerson, Isaac Leininger. Fullback, Cameron Stewart. And, of course, Riley Hulskamp, the feature back behind Bixler on first down now and 20 from the Anna 49. Another penalty marker. Here in the offensive backfield is Bixler running for his life. He outruns two or three Coldwater defenders, and he takes a huge Lambeau-type leap to the near boundary. Yep. Manufactured about six or seven out of nothing, but another yellow marker down.
It's going to be an illegal formation, and I don't see that. If you look over at the referee, you're the out man, and you look over and he tells you you're okay, how can he then throw a flag?
Well, this is how the Rockets shot themselves in the foot 3 weeks ago against Marion Local. It seemed like there were several productive gains in that game that got wiped out. New line of scrimmage for Anna is going to be back inside the Rockets' 45-yard line.
Well, he motioned that he was in the backfield, so they had an illegal formation, but...
And the ball will be marked for play at the 44. So now I think by my count, it's first and at least 25.
It's a long ways.
Anna's got to advance the football to the Coldwater 30 for a first down. Line of scrimmage short of the Anna 45.
Now those are drive killers right there.
Yep. Anna's got a first down, but plenty to go for a first down. Again, one, two, three, four receivers. Short drop of Bixler. Pass all the way. Out pattern. Leininger in his hands and out. He couldn't hang on. Good coverage by Coldwater. Cavaliers had a man in the vicinity. Play would have been stopped after a 6 or 7 yard gain.
He was thinking to turn and run with it right there instead of pulling it in first.
Yep, defensively in there covering was Zach McKibben for Coldwater. Don't think Leininger could have turned it upfield for much more. But a little yardage on first down means something.
It would have been helpful.
Yes, second and 25. Here is Bixler, read option to the right. Late dish off on the play to Hulskamp. And Hulskamp powers his way to the numbers near side. Along the boundary into the Coldwater bench he goes, over the 50. He generated a nice advancement all the way to the Coldwater 44. So far, Chuck, Anna is getting on the periphery of Coldwater's defense and gaining some ground.
Well, Hulskamp has got such quick feet. That time it looked like he didn't have anywhere to go, and he got it got the corner turned.
Right.
That was impressive.
Third down, about 12 to go for a first down for Anna at the Coldwater 44. Two receivers flank left. Bixler fakes to Yulskamp, might flip it to him in the flat. Bixler looks that way. Now he's got to run for his life. Oh, he makes a pass fake, and then he rips down the right sideline. Zipping for big yardage goes Bart Bixler. No one home for Coldwater. Bixler all the way to the 22-yard line. Wow.
Wow, I don't know. There is no way that fake pass should have worked because he was past the line of scrimmage.
And a Rockets, Chuck, get out of a first and 25 hole and somehow, somewhere, sitting pretty just outside the 20 of Coldwater. First and 10, 8:55 to go, first quarter, no score.
Now they need to cash it in.
Bixler fake to Yulskamp. Bixler keeps, look out, big hole, right tackle. Bixler churning up yardage, 10, 5, no one around. He takes it to the house. Bart Bixler for 6 for the Anna Rockets. As he zipped home from the 24-yard line.
Wow. Nice run by Bixler that time.
Anna's offensive line has been stellar so far. Coldwater caught off guard in the opening few minutes of this game.
Yeah, they had everybody going left except for Bixler. He faked it, went the other way, and there was only one defender out there.
All important extra point here for the Anna Rockets. Ambos to try it. Zach, an underclassman. He's been outstanding all year. It's a low snap from center. It's gotten down on the ground. Ambos flips it up between the uprights. He makes it. It's good. Fine job in the hold by Anna, which executes the PAT, and the Rockets lead Coldwater 7-0, 8:49 left opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, Chuck, we talked in the pregame about the importance of Anna to pass the football when the Rockets get behind the chains. Hey, the green and white proved us wrong.
Or just go ahead and run it down their throats. 83 yards after the penalty, they gain 83 yards.
My goodness. Great kickoff by Anna to the 2-yard line. Grishup to the hash mark, far side of the field for Coldwater. He meets a stone wall, a lot of resistance in the form of several green shirts. And Grishup is buried. Maybe just shy of the 20. Anna with kickoff coverage deluxe twice already in this game. Coldwater starting just beyond its own 20, and this time just inside its own 20. We move toward the 8.5-minute mark, first quarter, 7-0 Anna. Rockets scoring on their first possession. Coldwater Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Jake Himmelgarn calls the shots. He's got Grishup alongside him to his left. Snap to Himmelgarn. Here's a quick out pattern in the flat. It's caught right at the sideline in front of the Anna bench. And it's good to Noah Miller, the big 6'5 tight end that head coach Chip Otten bragged about in the pregame. Reception good for right at 5. Second down and 5 for Coldwater.
That's a big target.
Oh, yeah. Miller averages better than a dozen yards per catch on the year. Second down, Cavs. A little over 5 to go for a first down. Two receivers near side. Himmelgarn takes the snap from center, drops back. Out pattern, left flat. Looks like it's Miller again. He catches on the dead run over the 30. And in hot pursuit, riding Miller into the Coldwater bench up near the 33 or 34-yard line as the Coldwater Cavaliers go to the hot receiver in succession twice. Miller, the tight end, first down, 33 of the Cavs.
That was a well-designed play. They ran their wide out down the seam, and then they ran him right in behind it.
Very difficult to slow down that play, that's for sure. Trips to the wide side for Himmelgarn. Be wary of the forward pass. Empty backfield. Hannah's showing blitz pressure. Here they come. Hemmelgarn is being chased way back behind the line. He scrambles, eludes pressure, gets to the near boundary, tiptoes into the Cavaliers bench at the 35 as he pushed upfield for two. Clock stops. 8:08 to go in the first quarter. Chuck, it seems like we should have consumed more than 4 minutes by now.
Well, we had a little time with the penalties.
Right. 7-0 Anna. Coldwater has generated a first down on its second possession of the night. Second down for the Cavaliers and 7 to go from the Coldwater 35. And now we've got tandem backs alongside Hemmelgarn in the offensive backfield. He takes the snap, pivots, looks right, and here comes Anna cracking across the line of scrimmage. Hemmelgarn reading that play, kept it, and he's upended. And he lost a half yard or so, setting up third down and 8 for Coldwater. Knifing through on that play for the Anna Rockets, Isaac Egbert. Well done. Malachi Minnick in there too. Possession play, Coldwater, 3rd and 8. Cavaliers 35. Four receivers flanked. Short drop by Hemmelgarn. He lofts one deep down the right side of the field and in coverage, but it's a spectacular catch by Coldwater. Then the ball hits the ground. It comes out late. It's loose. It's ruled incomplete. Coldwater receiver post shaken up. Boy, it looked like he tucked it away, but a jarring hit late on that effort, Chuck, by the Anna Rockets. Standout coverage, and it was Isaac Leininger who popped the deep man downfield for Coldwater.
I don't have a roster, so I'm catching numbers, but I don't know names.
Well done by Anna, which forces a fourth down, and Coldwater's got a punt. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 35.
Two really good defensive stands so far by the Rockets.
Coldwater to boot it away. No wind advantage. And it's an off the side of the leg shank by Coldwater. I don't think it reached midfield.
Yeah, it went probably close. No, they're bringing it back. 45-yard line.
Nick Bailey. Nick Bailey nearly whiffed on that one.
Yeah.
Caught the side of his shoe. And it flopped into the air, out of bounds, into the Anna bench. Right at the Coldwater 45, Rocket setup shop in great field position.
It would be nice for Anna to get another drive down there, get a score.
Yeah, this is a very key juncture in this game for the Coldwater Cavaliers and Anna Rockets. Anna now with an opportunity to assert itself and go up with two scores midway through the first quarter of this contest. Bixler sends a man in motion, and he fakes it to Uelskamp. Bart keeps it. He swivels his way to the line of scrimmage, and he's twisted around and thrown to the ground at the 45. He picked up nothing. Second down and 10, Anna.
That was well defended.
You're not going to run the ball relentlessly down the field against this Coldwater defense, that is for sure. Rocket to the line of scrimmage, 1-2 receivers near side. Bart Bixler listed at 5'11". I bet he's only 5'9", 160 pounds soaking wet. Uelskamp gets the belated handoff. It's a sprint draw, and Coldwater sniffs that one out. No gain. Third down and every bit of 9 to go for Hanna at the Coldwater 44. Nice job of Coldwater's defense, which after the blown punt makes a statement and thwarts two Anna offensive plays in a row. 6:17 to go in the first quarter, 7-0. It's Anna in the lead over Coldwater. Rockets face a 3rd and 9 from the Cavaliers 44. Here's a three-step drop of Bixler. He throws a rifle shot down the left side beyond the numbers, and a leaping catch is made at the 35.5 of Coldwater, maybe a half yard short of a first down, is Nolan Emerson. Anna now faced with fourth down, Chuck. Anna didn't fare well on fourth downs against Marion Local 3 weeks ago. Came up empty 3 times.
Well, I like the fact that they're going up under center. They're just going to make a quick play right there.
And it's Bixler keeping. He puts his head down, pushes some more inside the 35 of Coldwater. I think he picked it up.
Yep.
All depends on the spot. Did he have to get just inside the 35?
I think he just had to get to the 35.
And he did. He's at the 34 and two-thirds yard line. First and 10 Rockets inside the 35 of Coldwater. 5:37 left, opening period. Emerson Leininger flanked wide right. Here is the quarterback for Anna Bixler. Fakes to Yulskamp. Bixler skips his way to the line of scrimmage, and he jerks forward to about the 31. He wedged out four. Second down and six, Anna at the 31-yard line. Tackle in the middle of that defensive line for Coldwater by Justin Hardings. Bixler and company facing a second down and six. 5 minutes left, opening period. Anna's had the better of it so far. Coldwater's had to boot the football away twice. Anna sends two receivers to the right. Stewart slot right. Motion right. It's Yulskamp. Jet sweep that way. Spinning, twisting down inside the 27-26. And he's spilled right there. Coldwater's defense giving up ground grudgingly. Yulskamp worked it for about four more, and it sets up a third and a yard and a half for Anna outside the 25 of Coldwater. Anna Stout, senior laden offensive line, digs its heels. Bixler takes the snap. He reads. Doesn't fit to Yulskamp. Bixler keeps it. He knifes through a crevice outside left guard. Huge opening develops beyond the linebackers and into the end zone. Touchdown, Bixler. Anna,
wow.
26 yards away. Boy, he is an outstanding running back.
Is he ready to play tonight?
Ooh, is he ever.
He's got the quickest feet.
He is jacked up big time. Bart Bixler with a couple of mad dashes to the end zone, pacing Anna to an early 13-0 lead, just over four to play in the first quarter. Anna's offensive line has been awesome so far. Big PAT by Ambus. It's high to the left. Does it stay inside the upright? It does. It was above the upright, stayed inside the post, extended. That's a good extra point. By a whisker, Anna is in front 14-0 over Coldwater, just over four to play first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Oh, I think Chuck McBee said it best just a moment ago when he commented, boy, Bart Bixler's come to play tonight. The entire Anna Rocket squad has, Chuck.
Wow, I'll tell you, his feet are so quick, and he just, as soon as he sees a hole, he is through it.
Third kickoff by Anna, return from the seven by Coldwater. Outside the hash mark, far right side of the field. It's Grishup. He's got a running lane. Bolting over the 25, spilled at about the 30. First and 10, Cavaliers right there. Coldwater's fallen behind 14-0 in the game's first 8 minutes. Already, Chuck, Anna, in the first 8 minutes of this game, has scored as many touchdowns, too, as the opponents had scored against Coldwater all season long in the entire first
in
half.
The first half, I know. They got 119 yards on the ground in the first quarter.
Powerful running game by Anna turned in so far. Now Coldwater on offense tries to do something about it. Here's a sweep around left end. It's going nowhere. And it's McKibben trying to get the corner turned. He can't get upfield. South to north. He's ridden down way back at the 27-yard line. Forward progress may be the 28. It's going to be second down and 12 for the Cavaliers. Boy, Anna's had an answer for just about everything Coldwater's tried on offense.
They had at least six guys over there waiting for that sweep.
Maybe six and a half. Boy, Coldwater's run game was read beautifully by Anna on that last play. No doubt a forward pass here. The quarterback, Himmelgarn, in the spread, back at the 23. It's a half roll to the right. He flips one on the run in the right flat. Receiver catches at the 32. He's belted immediately. Will Broering snagged it, but he was jammed right now by the Anna Rockets, and that was Richards from his cornerback spot. Third down for Coldwater. Line of scrimmage, the 31. The play gained only three. Anna will give up three-yard pass plays all night long.
Absolutely.
Third and nine, Coldwater. Line of scrimmage, the 31. 2:42 left, opening quarter. Anna 14, Coldwater nothing. Two receivers flank left. Anna's got single coverage this side of the field. Himmelgarn looks right, then left. Himmelgarn's tied up in the offensive backfield, wants to run. He's squeezed. He is knocked down back at the 26-yard line.
That was Minnick, and boy, he was there before the ball got there.
Malachi Minnick, superb defensive thrust through the Coldwater offensive line. And Coldwater, for the third time, has got to punt the football. So far, Anna doing a number on the state's number one ranked Division 16.
Yeah, boy.
Bailey to punt from inside his own 15-yard line for Coldwater. He shanked the last one poorly to the right. Here's the snap to Bailey. Flag flies. Kicked by him. Is middle of the field. Caught by Ennis Uhlskamp at the 42. He dances right and left. And then here comes four or five white shirts from Coldwater to
illegal
drill
formation.
Yep. Uhlskamp drilled back inside the 45. I think Anna will probably go ahead and take the football 7 yards short of the 50. Although as dangerous as Uhlskamp is, who knows, head coach Nick Marino may think, hey, we'll use that as an offensive play and make him kick it again to Uhlskamp.
Well, they declined it. They've got the ball. I think that's what you do. But I was thinking like you were. I'm not sure I wouldn't have made him kick it again.
Although bad things can happen, you can muff a punt,
you
fumble it, turn it over, although you can take one back to the house.
You can block it, they can have a bad snap.
Yeah. But 7 yards shy of the 50, Anna with good field position again.
Yep.
The final minute 40 of the first quarter, 14-0 Rockets. Anna to the line of scrimmage, Bixler in the spread, 5 yards behind the line, gift to Uhlskamp, jet sweep to the right, he slices off tackle, and he chugs to the 50, stays on his feet. He burrows to the 47 of Coldwater, a mad dash for nine. Anna with a fast-paced offense, it's a full-court press, they're at the line of scrimmage right now. Snap to Bixler, out pass, left flat, Uhlskamp catches, and he puts his head down, charges for the first down to the Coldwater 44. It goes down as a completed pass, Chuck, but it was almost like a lateral and a run at the end of it.
Yeah, but they had given him the first down on the last play, so now it's second down.
I'm sorry, the previous play.
They called it 10. I think you were right. He was down short, but they gave him the 10 yards.
They did. I called the play a couple of runs ago, a 9-yarder, when in fact it was 10. So now it's second down and 8 for Anna. Here's Uhlskamp right up the middle. He shakes one man, another. Look at him go, spinning to the 36 of Coldwater. Move the chains again. Boy, give a lot of credit to Anna's offensive line, Chuck.
Amazing.
Woo! Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billings, Evan Puppelman, getting the job done from tackle to tackle. Here's a sweep, left end. Anna keeps it on the ground to the 30.
Bixler kept it that time.
Bixler on the zone read from his offensive quarterback spot. Did not dish it to Uhlskamp. He hung on to it. And he picked up about five or six more. Ball marked for play at the Coldwater 29. Final 37 seconds of the first quarter. Anna's got the lead, 14-0. Play clock's at 16. Anna will have to run a play before the period comes to a halt. Two receivers near side for Bixler. Uhlskamp two steps behind Bart in the spread. And we've got a late marker coming from behind the Coldwater defense, ruled a legal procedure on Anna. That's a break for the Cavaliers because it means Anna now confronts a second down and long. Gorgeous night for high school football here in West Central Ohio. Temperature dipping down to the 50-degree mark. No wind whatsoever. Field here at Anna in excellent condition. Here's Hillscamp. He takes the handoff from Bixler. He roams to the right side, gets a block at the point of attack, stays on his feet, explodes into the Coldwater secondary. 20, 15, 12, down he goes. Riley Hillscamp and Bart Bixler for Anna, Chuck, running the football like two young men possessed.
Well, this is what they need to do, and boy, they could be up 21 here at the end of the quarter.
Ball marked for play outside the Coldwater 10. It's not a goal-to-go situation. Snap to Bixler. He fakes to Hillscamp and keeps. Bart to the right side. He's got running room. He sheds a tackler, sheds another. 4-3-2-1. Over! Touchdown! Bixler's third on the night. 20-0, Anna. The Rockets are thumping number one ranked Coldwater 20-0 late in the first quarter of play. Ambus on for another PAT try. Coldwater Cavaliers caught off guard here tonight. Anna fired up, ready to play, has drilled the Cavaliers 20-0 in the first 12 minutes. Extra point, Ambus looks good. It's on its way. It's sailing between the uprights. Right down Main Street, center cut, 21-0, Anna. Final 13 seconds, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, we are seconds away from the end of the first period. Anna Rockets have exploded to a 21-0 lead over Coldwater. Final 13.6 of the opening stanza. Anna kicking off for what, the fourth time tonight, Chuck, including the game opening boot?
Yep. I talked about them needing confidence to realize they could win this game. I think they've got it.
Yeah, Grishup on the return from the four. He's got a seam near side at the numbers. Here comes Anna gang tackling the return man for Coldwater at the 23-yard line. Anna Rockets have not missed a beat tonight. The kickoff coverage has been very good. Coldwater's generated, what, just maybe two first downs all evening long?
They got one first down.
Wow, just one. And this is Coldwater's fourth possession of this game. Final play, first quarter upcoming. 8.5 to go. Anna in the lead, 21-0. Coldwater has given up coming into this game two touchdowns all year in the first half. Anna's got three in the first quarter alone. Crazy statistic. Snap back to Hemmelgarn. He runs behind his right guard. Oh, it's stripped. Anna took the football away. It's on the ground. Anna pried it free. Hemmelgarn tried to slice back toward the near side. Ran into some interference from Anna defenders. There's a late flag. Let's see what it's all about. We haven't gotten the official ruling on whose possession it might be.
Well, I think it's going to be Coldwater ball. I also think it's going to be a dead ball personal foul on Coldwater.
The time's expired here at the end of the first quarter. And the first down run by Hemmelgarn wound up being good for about 5 or 6 yards, but the penalty's going to be stepped off after the conclusion of the play. Teams are swapping ends. First period is history. Don't know where the ball will be spotted. One thing we do know for sure, Anna's up 21-0 over Coldwater after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 21, Coldwater nothing. We start play in the second quarter. Second down, 15 yards to go for Coldwater after a penalty and against Coldwater and a fumble recovery by Coldwater concluded the first quarter. Here is a reverse behind the line of scrimmage. Anna is diagnosing it well. Here come four or five green jerseys, a pile up back outside the 10-yard line at the 11 or 12. Coldwater tried to get tricky, Chuck, on second and 15. Anna was not Buffalo.
Well, they need to because, boy, what they're running is just not working. And that penalty hurt because they lost the 15 yards and the down.
Right.
So it's third down now.
Yeah, the marker at the end of the first quarter came after the play had been completed. So the short run counted. First down was in the books. Then the penalty was tacked on to begin the second period of play. Third and 20, Coldwater. Obviously a passing down for Himmelgarn. He's back behind the line of scrimmage. Here's a long floater way up in the air. It's coming down short, and the receiver comes back to grab it at the 33-yard line. That's a big break for Coldwater. That was Miller, the big tight end. Boy, the ball fluttered. Didn't look like it would get there, but Miller, with a 6'5 frame, put the shield on the Anna defensive back, Bixler, and it's a first down for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, it was fourth and one. That was a 19-yard pass.
Oh, you're right, Chuck. It did not go for a first down. Cavaliers, no choice but to go for it. Fourth down and 2 feet. 33 and a half of Coldwater in the Cavaliers' end. And they go with a big bunch in the offensive backfield, and Anna swarms the ball carrier, who tries to turn left end, and he is dumped into the Anna bench for a 2-yard loss. Wow, is Grishup trying to get the corner turned. Coldwater had three or four offensive blockers in the backfield, but Anna blew through, subdued the play, and took it over.
Wow, you're right. They had no choice to go for it, but they had everybody lined up on the right, and then they tried to fake it by running it to the left. Anna was not fooled in the least.
Uh-uh. And the Rockets from the 33-and-a-half of Coldwater, Chuck, have an offensive possession here to drive home another score and go up four touchdowns early in the second quarter against Coldwater.
I'm sure there's some people seeing the score around the area going, that can't be right.
1 minute gone, second period. Anna needs to secure the football. Coldwater could get back into the game with takeaways. Here's Bixler back to pass. Wide open receiver. Richards, middle of the field. Dead run. Got it. Hit the 10. Look at him go. Touchdown. Bixler, Richards. What a strike. It was a skinny post pattern right down the middle of the field for six. Jeffrey Richards, a speedy wideout for the Anna Rockets, took that pass. Beautifully thrown, but Bixler, Richards was uncovered. Blown assignment in the Coldwater secondary.
It was a great run fake. It really froze the safety because they haven't been throwing the ball, and the safety had no idea what was going past him.
What a play call by Nick Marino on first down. Extra point try, Amba Savannah. kicks it. It sails off to the right. Does it snake its way inside the right post? It does. Anna 28, Coldwater nothing. A minute, 4 seconds gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll keep it right here, Chuck, and tell our listeners all about Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. 2600 West Michigan Avenue. High quality furniture, priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application too. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, west of I-75 on Route 47. Go Goffney Furniture. We've got you covered. Kickoff, Anna to the Coldwater 4. It's Grisha behind a wedge of blockers. Anna breaks through, busts up the blockers. Down goes the return man at the 20. You talk about a football team clicking on all cylinders tonight. Anna can do nothing wrong. Coldwater, nothing correct.
Well, around the area, Minster and Marion Local tied 7-7. Waynesfield leads Lehman 7-0, and Laramie has a 14-0 lead in the first quarter.
A minute, 9 seconds gone in period number two at Anna's Booster Field. Rockets lead the Cavaliers 28-0. Coldwater with just one first down. This is the Cavs' fifth possession of the night. Quarterback Hemmelgarn has got a back to the left, a back to the right. Hemmelgarn keeps to the line of scrimmage. He swerves away from an Anna man, and the ball is knocked free. It's shaken to the ground. Pried loose by Anna. Recovery by the Rockets. Back around the 15-yard line. That's twice now. Chuck Hemmelgarn, the quarterback for Coldwater, has gotten a little loosey-goosey with the football. It's been stripped twice.
Yeah, well, this is how a game like this goes. They're stunned. They're on their heels. And your concentration absolutely goes away.
Anna Rockets up 28-0. 10:44 left in period number two. Anna has been putting helmets on the football twice. Hemmelgarn has lost it for Coldwater. Rockets have been hitting harder. More timely tackles. Outstanding offensive blocking by Anna along the line of scrimmage so far. Here's Bixler. Option read to the right. Late dish off on the play to Hulskamp. He stretches out the field laterally from west to east. And he is upended inside the 10 at the 9. The play good for 5 or 6. Second down and 4 for Anna. Real Broering on the tackle for Coldwater, the cornerback. Will Broering came up to make the stop. Played 2 minutes here in the second period. Ball now moves from the left hash to the right. Here is Bixler, offensive backfield, a late feed on the play to Hulskamp. Around right end, he's got a lane along the sideline. 5-4, a late jump, and into the end zone goes Hulskamp for Anna, which is stormed on top by a score of 34-0. It didn't look like Hulskamp had much running room. There was a sliver down the right side.
Yep.
And lickety-split went Hulskamp's legs right to the end zone.
We would have made a fortune if we would have bet somebody there might have been a running clock in the second half of this game.
Extra point try by Ambus. He has been dynamite all year long. In fact, here tonight, he is a perfect 5-for-5. As he belts it through, 10:07 to go, second quarter, and a 35. Coldwater nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're We're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And at 35, Coldwater nothing. Chuck in the pregame, Nick Marino said, we've got to tackle better this week. And I'll tell you what, Anna's responded again, another clinic-like tackle.
Yep. They haven't missed any.
Not a one. And again, great coverage on the kickoff. Anna's sixth kickoff of this game. And Coldwater starts inside its own 25 with the 22. The Cavaliers have had very poor field position all night long. Here's Hemmelgarn rifling a pass, middle of the field. Is it ruled a catch at the 35
incomplete.
And then a fumble? Or is it incomplete? That's a good call by the referee. A break for Coldwater because it could have been called complete, a fumble, and an Anna recovery.
Yeah.
Ball thrown, middle of the field. Nice catch on the dead run by Will Broering. But again, Anna, like it has so many times tonight, put a helmet on the football just after the ball arrived. Broering had taken a step, not a couple, and it was called incomplete. Second down and 10 to go for Coldwater at the Cavaliers 23 officially. 9:53 to go, second quarter. Jake Hemmelgarn with a short drop, looks near sideline, and Anna bats it down. It's Malachi Minnick. He got his paw up there and just swatted that thing to the turf.
That kid's been everywhere so far in the first half defensively.
He's earning a Clancy's Award before the second quarter's over.
Man, I didn't have dinner, so I'm going to try to give me a Clancy's Award tonight, too.
35-0, Anna, 9:49 to go, second quarter. Third down for Coldwater. And 10 to go for a first down. Now you can bet Hemmelgarn is throwing here.
Yeah.
Although the formation doesn't jump at you as a forward pass. Look, a bunch of receivers to the left.
Trips.
And then Hemmelgarn fires out of the offensive backfield to a back who catches at the 26. It's Greasup. And he puts his head down and runs fast up to the 30, fell over it to the 30 and a half, but is a couple yards short of the first down marker.
I don't think they have any choice but to punt. They've not shown that they can get yards.
Nope. Rockets have stopped them cold. Third down, every bit of two to go. That was a pass, a safe one, to the back, out of the backfield, Greasup. It gained 8, but was too shy of a first down. Here's Bailey with a soaring high kick way up in the air. Hulskamp lets it land at the 36. And for Anna, it takes a great Rockets bounce.
Yep.
It goes sideways for the numbers of the hash mark. Oftentimes, that'll hit and skip on downfield to the 20, maybe. But it, like a wedge on the golf course, Chuck, it dug in at the 35. Yeah. Anna will take it.
That was a nice punt. He got it way up in the air that time, and that way the coverage could get down.
And Hulskamp was smart to not
get away from it.
Yes,
absolutely. Fair catch.
Uh-uh.
Don't give them any life if you're Anna now.
Exactly. 8:57 to go, second quarter. Anna Rockets, 35. Coldwater nothing, and this is Anna's, sixth possession of this game?
Yeah, Anna's got 7 first downs. Coldwater's got 1.
Anna's had phenomenal field position all night thanks to excellent tackling and very good coverage on kickoffs. And here is Hulskamp. He took the late handoff from Bixler in the offensive backfield. He weaves some more. Great blocking at the point of attack. Hulskamp, far hash mark, 45-50 into Coldwater territory. Disciplined run by Hulskamp, using blockers neatly all the way to the 43 of the Cavaliers. And that play is good for 23. I like what Hulskamp did, Chuck.
Yeah.
He just stayed right in behind his offensive line and nobody could really lay much of a hand on him, and he kept pushing downfield. Big advancement on first and 10.
Well, I'm sitting right next to WOSN, and I've got a monitor here, and it's really nice to be able to see some of these replays to get a look at exactly what's going on out there.
First and 10, Rockets, 43 of Coldwater. Right up the gut at Schulskamp behind the offensive line. Here's a surge to the 38. Loose football. It's on the ground. Coldwater spiked it loose, but Anna luckily fell on it at the 38 of the Cavaliers. Play winds up netting 5. Second down and 5. Again, credit to that offensive line for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, boy.
Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billings, Evan Puppelman. 7:52 to go, second quarter. Anna 35, Coldwater nothing. The number 5 team in the state in Division 6 is whipping the state's top-ranked team. And this time, Coldwater subdues the running play behind the line of scrimmage. It's smelled out, and Uhlskamp is drilled at the 40. He lost a couple. Boy, that middle linebacker, Klosterman, for Coldwater,
yeah,
was in there on the hit. And he jammed his shoulder right into the ribcage of Uhlskamp and put him on his back. Third down, 8, Anna, 40-yard line of Coldwater, just over 7 to play here in the second quarter. 35-0, Anna. Yep, you heard me right. 35-0, Anna Rockets lead the Coldwater Cavaliers. Here is Bixler, offensive backfield. A late feed to Uhlskamp, and he runs laterally, left to right, west to east, behind the line, and cuts it up at the numbers in front of the Anna bench, and slices down to the 38-37. Fourth down, Anna, and about 3 or 4 to go for a first down.
This is kind of an iffy call right here. I would not be upset if they went ahead and kick it. I think they're going to. They're going to quick kick.
Yep. Bixler goes into a medium punt formation, 8 or 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Nice.
Fine call by head coach Nick Marino.
Perfect call.
And Bixler does pooch it down inside the 10. Great coverage by Anna. Coldwater starts first and 10 from its own 8.
That was an outstanding play right there.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights at Brookins features 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Boy, are they good. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it.
Well, we're on the Coldwater side, and there are some stunned expressions on these fans sitting down below us. They look like Michigan fans during a big game.
Wow. Well, a running play for Coldwater produces 4. New line of scrimmage in the vicinity of the Coldwater 10-yard line. Down to 5:40 to go, second quarter, 35-0, Anna. Snap back to Hemmelgarn. He's throwing from his end zone. It's a deep pattern, middle of the field. It's going to be overthrown. Good coverage downfield by Leininger of Anna.
Leininger does a real nice job. They got a couple of big receivers besides the big tight end.
Oh, yeah, Will Browering right there. Good speed, 6'3". But Leininger was out ahead of him. He ran the pattern for Coldwater.
He had a better chance of catching the pass.
That was blanket-like coverage by Anna, setting up for Coldwater, a 3rd and 6. Line of scrimmage at about the 10.5-yard line of the Cavaliers. They are backed up. Let's see if Anna comes with the heat from the defensive line. Here's Hemmelgarn back at his 2-yard line. He throws a pass to the far side. Oh, it's hit down by Anna in the offensive backfield.
Guess who?
It was Malachi Minnick for the Anna Rockets is everywhere. He is in the hip pocket of Jake Hemmelgarn, the quarterback of Coldwater, all night long. That's at least the 2nd pass he has swatted. and Bailey is 4 yards deep in his own end zone to punt. Anna promises to get great field position with 5.5 to go in the second quarter, already up 35-0. Here's the snap back to Bailey. Kick is away, directional kick, near sideline. Hulskamp wants no part of it. Let it hit. It does at the 44 of Coldwater. Takes a long hop over the 50, out of bounds at about the Anna 45. That's where the Rockets start first down, 10 yards to go. Again, an amazing stat. Coldwater had given up just 2 touchdowns all year long in the first half of high school football through 7 games. And Coldwater's opponents, 2 TDs in 7 times 2, 14 quarters, the first half, all year long, and Anna's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 of them. And they had 31 touchdowns in the first half, and they are still scoreless.
Exactly. That Coldwater coming in had racked up 31 touchdowns all year in the first 2 periods of play over 7 weeks. Blank tonight.
Well, they're used to this 35-0 score, but they're usually on the other end of it.
Yep, it reversed. Anna line of scrimmage. Bixler fakes to Hulskamp. Bart rolls way back behind the line. It's a safe pattern in the flat to a receiver at the 50, who's rolled down to the ground right there. Shannon, who's a fine defensive player, one of the secondary men for Anna, also subs in on offense. And that play fooled Coldwater. Shannon, not a likely receiver, catches one on first down for 6 yards to the Coldwater 49. 4:48 to go in the first half. Clock counting. 35-0 Anna over Coldwater. Ball marked for play just over the 50. Snap back to Bixler. Fakes the inside handoff. And behind his lineman, he tries to hide himself. He keeps it. Stretches out for 1, maybe 2. Good tackle by Herko of Coldwater, coming up from his defensive spot to make the hit.
Yeah, they're doing a much better job on that quarterback keep now.
Yeah, they are, Chuck, but it may be
too little too late.
Yes, not enough, and 35 points behind. It is 3rd and a long 3 for Anna, 48-yard line of Coldwater. Snap back to Bixler. He gives it to Malachi Minnick. Minnick busts up the middle, stays on his feet. He won't go down. He keeps burrowing. Move the chains. Malachi Minnick was stopped after a yard, but Chucky wound up wedging out 5. Anna Rockets can do no wrong. You talk about a club fired up for a high school football game.
Yeah.
And another club taken well off guard.
Well, yeah, and when a game starts like this and it snowballs, it's like I said, it's really hard to keep your concentration. They're absolutely, obviously, at 7-0, not used to this.
3 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Anna milking the clock now. Play clock is down to 8, 7, 6. We're below 3.5 left in the second period. Anna up 35-0. Snap to Bixler, given on the play to Hulskamp. It's the jet sweep to the left. He stops at the hash mark and then makes a right-angle turn, cuts it upfield, and he manages to trudge his way to about the 41. Hulskamp wanted to make sure, I think, he didn't go to the sideline and go out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, they'll take this at halftime.
Consume clock here in the last couple of minutes. Keep in mind, Anna kicked off to start the game.
Yeah.
Anna will earn the football opening the third period. Second down, about 6.5 to go for Anna outside the 40 of Coldwater. Bixler half roll to the right, then he cuts it back to the left. He breaks the tackle, sheds another. Bixler on the loose inside the 30 to the 29. Boy, the Cavaliers, Chuck, have been nipping at the heels of Bixler all night, but he's been so elusive.
He can hide behind that offensive line until he sees a spot. And watching this on the replay, my goodness, that was all Bixler.
And does he manage to run the ball between the legs under offensive linemen?
I didn't see that yet, but I'll keep watching.
2:19 to go here in the first half. That was a first down run by Bixler to the Coldwater 29. 2 receivers flanked right. Each team with 3 timeouts left. Anna in no position to use one here. Bixler takes the snap, a juke step to the left. He jabbed that way, then stepped back to the right, a toss pitch on the play to Hulskamp. And that play is pursued beautifully by Coldwater.
Yeah.
And Hulskamp is tripped up at the far boundary, back at the 32. He lost two or three. Clock stops, a minute 45 to go here in the second quarter. Anna up 35-0.
Wouldn't mind seeing that play action pass again right here.
It would be a good call. And I think head coach Nick Marino might have it up his sleeve. Snap back to Bixler. It's a pass for sure. Out pattern near sideline. Yes, nifty catch at the 27 by Emerson. He makes one man miss, stays on his feet, and hops ahead inside the 25 to the 24. Good route. Safe play.
Yep.
Had to generate some yardage. One-on-one coverage. Got a little bit back, leaving Anna third and about five or six to go for a first down. A minute two remaining in the first half. New line of scrimmage, the Coldwater 24. Leininger and Emerson far right flank. Quick count. It's a sweep to the right to Hulskamp. He's being chased by two, three white shirts. Hulskamp has no room, far sideline. He plops his knee on the ground, inbounds to keep the clock going. It sets up a fourth down for Anna. Half minute to go here in the first half, and the Anna Rockets use a timeout. 31.5 remaining. Anna up 35-0. Fourth and five, Anna, when play resumes from the Coldwater 24-yard line. Nate Barhorst, nine-year head basketball coach at Anna, is our guest at the half. Outstanding boys season 1 year ago.
And you have another one coming up here.
25-3 was Anna on the hardwood in 2018-19. We'll talk to Nate, who's been at Anna 9 years now as the mentor of the basketball program. Also an update from Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Layman Catholic, on where the Cavaliers stand, having lost last week to Hardin Northern. Now, Layman could win out, share the NWCC crown, and at 6-4, sneak into the playoffs. But a stiff opponent tonight, Waynesfield Goshen, which has a 5-2 record, is playing Layman at Sydney Memorial Stadium.
The last score I had was 7-0. Layman was trailing.
31.5 to go here in the second quarter of this game. Anna to the line of scrimmage, just inside the 25 of Coldwater. 35 zip Rockets. Two receivers left, snap to Bixler, fakes to Hulskamp. Now Bixler reverses his field. He's got an avenue down the right side, a wide open lane. He hop steps a tackler and leaps over another 15-10. He might have reached the five. Coldwater was really duped on that play. Thought Bixler was taking it left. Bixler is so quick, he can turn on a dime. And Coldwater's entire defense had flooded this side of the field, and Bixler went the other direction and gained the first down. Anna now with designs on another score, Chuck, with 24.2 to go here in the second quarter. Anna already up 35-0.
Well, they got out of bounds that time, but they got two timeouts, so they can run the ball between the tackles if they choose to.
Line of scrimmage is just outside the five at the six. Snap back to Bixler. He fakes to Hulskamp, keeps, dances, line of scrimmage, makes one man miss, and then he's knocked down. Inside the five, timeout Anna with 18 seconds to go in the first half, and Anna in the lead 35-0, aiming to go on top 42-0 here at the half. We have an opportunity here on scoresbroadcast.com to talk about another one of our outstanding underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, and Barker has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in the West Central Ohio region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 937-492-1857. 18 seconds to go first half. Anna, second and goal. Line of scrimmage outside the three of Coldwater. Anna leads at 35-0. Snap to Bixler. Fakes the inside handoff. Throws to a wide receiver who is at about the goal line. He leaps and catches for the touchdown. Wow, Chuck. Who snagged that football? Good tackle by Coldwater, but the receiver for Anna hung on.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to watch the replay.
It was Leininger. Yep, Isaac Leininger had single coverage in the left flat. Good play call by Anna, which has done everything right tonight. Ambus on for his sixth straight extra point. That was a short 3.5-yard pass play. Bixler to Leininger, who jumped off the line of scrimmage, squared up at the goal line. Bixler hit him on a timing pattern. It was a solid tackle, but Leininger was at the goal line, was in for six. Ambus tacks on the extra point, and Anna is embarrassing Coldwater with 14.3 to go in the second quarter. 42-0 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
And so many thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which will underwrite our halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers from Wilson Health Sports Medicine work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. And my goodness, Coldwater has just run back the Anna kickoff about 75 or 80 yards all the way down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line with still 2.2 left on the clock.
That was McKibben, and I'll tell you what, he showed some speed.
As Zach McKibben and Nate Greasup, two of the fleet backs for Coldwater, are mighty dangerous. And on that play, Anna dropped its guard. Coldwater blocked beautifully the kickoff returned by McKibben, who brought it from his own 10 all the way down to the Anna 16. Now, this becomes a big play, Chuck, here at the end of the first half.
Yep, behooves Anna to keep him out of the end zone.
Yep, Anna's up 42-0. Coldwater's got a play left to get on the board with six before intermission. And Coldwater uses a timeout. No, Anna did. Utilizes its final timeout. The official initially indicated Coldwater. Rockets take it. Anna wants to get set defensively to keep Coldwater off the board. What a run by McKibben. As we were telling you all about our halftime sponsor, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. If the Cavaliers will kick off to Anna to start the third quarter, but this still, Chuck, is an important possession because I have seen football games at all levels. High school, college, pro, turn 180 degrees at halftime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't take anything for granted right now.
Because Coldwater is very capable of putting five or six touchdowns on the board against Anna in the second half, and Coldwater wants to start with one right here. 2.2 to go, second quarter. Anna's up 42-0. Coldwater has first and goal, you might as well say, from the Anna 16. Here's Hemmelgarn, deep drop, back at his 26. Looks middle of the field, floats one, end zone. Receiver has it, dropped it.
Wow.
2 yards deep in the end zone. Anna caught a break. Will Browering was wide open. It was in his hands. He was about set to tuck it away. Anna didn't deflect it. Might have bothered his vision a little bit but it goes down as a drop.
Yep, absolutely.
That symbolizes the entire first half for Coldwater. Cavaliers simply could do nothing right. Anna played a perfect first two quarters of football. The number five ranked team in the state in Division VI is blowing out the state's number one team in Division VI, Coldwater, by a score of 42-0. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up shortly. Halftime at Anna's Booster Field. Rockets unbelievably up 6-0 over Coldwater on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scorersbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, 42-0 Anna over Coldwater after two quarters of play here at Booster Field at Anna High School tonight. You just heard from one of our fine underwriting sponsors, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Hey, don't forget, the big fall open house at the Jewelry Barn is coming up November 1st, November 2nd. That's Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6 on Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturday. That's the Jewelry Barn Fall Open House, November 1, November 2, 9 to 6 on November 1st, 9 to 3 on November 2nd. Up to 25% off of all selected items. Great time to start your Christmas shopping. Yep, begin your Xmas gift shopping at the Jewelry Barn, November 1, November 2, during the Jewelry Barn Fall Open House. You can look up the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on Facebook. It's at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Call 937-526-5557. That is 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn, the Fall Open House, November 1, November 2. At the Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. And don't forget, the big Christmas sale, 15 to 50% off, starting December 1 at the Jewelry Barn. Halftime presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, the numbers are just unbelievably dominated.
They're shocking.
By the Anna Rockets.
Anna ran the ball 32 times for 256 yards. And Coldwater ran it 9 times for negative 10 yards. 6 of 7 throwing the football for 63 yards, 319 total yards. Coldwater was 5 of 13 throwing it for 42 yards. 319 to 32 is the total yard advantage that Anna has in the first half. 11 to 1 first downs, 3 penalties, 20 yards for the Rockets, 1 for 15 for Coldwater. Coldwater has the only turnover, a fumble that led to another Anna touchdown. This has just been unbelievable, and like I said earlier, I don't think anybody came into this thing thinking they were going to see a running clock in the second half.
Hey, that's what we've got.
Yeah. at least a start.
And again, the most unbelievable statistic that we've repeated a few times here tonight, coming into the game, Coldwater had allowed 2 touchdowns all year in the first half. That's 14 quarters of football, 7 Friday nights. Coldwater had given up just 2 TDs in the first half. The Anna Rockets have racked up 6. Coldwater had scored 31 touchdowns in the first 2 quarters, 4 to 5 per game, per half over 7 weeks, and Coldwater is blanked. That's how dominating Anna has been. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Anna Rockets 42, Coldwater Cavaliers nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, sponsoring our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports here in West Central Ohio. Anna 42, Coldwater nothing at the half. That is the correct score. Anna 42, Coldwater nothing. Our halftime guest, 9-year head basketball coach on the boys' side at Anna, Nate Barhorst. Nate, have you ever coached a basketball game that resembled a one-sided contest like this one here in football tonight?
Very few and far between, but I tell you what an exciting night to be a Rocket, huh? Wow. I mean, they have opened up, I mean, everything here tonight. It's awesome.
The Rockets have exploded. Before we start talking about last year, a quick recap and what to look forward to in boys basketball this year at Anna, tell me all about the family. How's it doing?
Everybody's doing great. I got a son that's in sixth grade, and he's getting ready to start up basketball himself. Got a daughter that's in second, so she's loving it down there at the elementary, so everything's going good. Wife is working at the University of Dayton, so she's loving doing, you know, what she's doing there, too, so everything's going good for family.
Okay, you're the high school basketball coach. You teach. You take the tickets on football nights.
Yeah.
When does the family see you?
For about a 45-minute window after everything's done for the day with school, and, you know, we had conditioning after school today. Then I get home for about 45 minutes, eat dinner, and kiss the family and go, you know. So
now, your reference to conditioning is with regard to the boys' basketball team?
That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about the summer. How did it go, and what do you think the prospects are for 2019-20 on the hardwood?
I had a good summer. Of course, you know, you never can gauge exactly what you're going to be by the time the season rolls around, but you kind of start putting some pieces together here and there, get your offenses all settled in on what you want to do for the following season, and you know, that went pretty well. You know, we got majority of our team back. We lose some two big seniors last year, and Griffin Dosek and Carter Elliott, and you know, that's going to be a concern for us heading into the season, is our, you know, ability to rebound. And those guys did a lot of it for us. So you know, finding a way to get that out of the guys is a challenge, and we found that out. I think one of the first shootouts that we had over the summer was, my goodness, okay, we see that these guys are not here and we're struggling to rebound. So you find out real quick what you got to work on, and then you go from there.
You alluded to the losses of Dosek and Elliott. That was a 25-3 team.
Yes.
1 year ago, I think you won your first 14 or 15 in a row.
That's correct.
Lost to Purcell Marion in the regional championship. You were one game away from going to the state Final Four. Did you ever dream this time a year ago that your club last year would be a 25-3 team? Did you think that was possible?
Boy, you know, with the schedule that we play, you just don't know. We knew that we had the potential of being pretty good, but then when, you know, you start putting the pieces together and you have, you know, the man upstairs helping out with the health of the team, I mean, that helped, and
right.
So we stayed pretty healthy. We had some tough-nosed kids, and you know, they got it done a majority of the time, and yeah, just we got to find a way to get over that hurdle of getting past the, you know, regional final to get to the Final Four, like you said.
9-year head coach, boys basketball at Anna. Nate Barhorst, our guest here at the half of high school football. Anna Rockets have exploded tonight, leading Coldwater 42-0. And we're about 12 or 13 minutes away from the start of the second half. Coach, again, a challenging schedule in high school basketball for Anna in 2019-20. You open up against Bodkins at home, a team which led you by 6 points on the road at Bodkins last year in the second quarter. Bodkins will be even better this year.
Yes, they will.
And you've added a game at the Flying to the Hoop against Ottoville on Martin Luther King Day afternoon.
That's correct. Yeah, our schedule is you know, going to be a blockbuster schedule again, like it is every year. You know, you got teams in the league like Bodkins. You know, the Jackson Center is going to be tough up there again this year. You also got, you know, Larmy, who's going to return a lot of kids. And again, you just don't know year in, year out, who's going to, you know, come up through. But again, our schedule, non-league, we play a lot of teams from the MAC again. You know, Ottoville is, again, a very, very comparable team to the schedule that we play throughout the season. And, you know, we picked up another one in Clinton Massey. This is, you know, within the past 2 months because of us, you know, situation happening with Bethel, it couldn't get us on that schedule. So, so you don't know. A lot of good teams out there, and you got to fight every night. And we tell the kids, you can't take any game for granted.
You've gone down to Jamestown Greenview.
Yes.
And played before. This year, you go about 30 miles further to Clinton Massey.
Yes. So, yeah, you know, those halls are a little difficult. That's why I like to get there a little bit, you know, ahead of time to make sure that we get good and lose, kind of get acquainted with the area. We never played down there. You know, it's a Division II school, so it's,
right,
again, another, you know, another potential of, you know, getting some, you know, major points, beating a team like that if you can.
And in the Midwest Athletic Conference, you play Marion Local on the road. You're home with Versailles and St. Henry.
Right.
Three always high-quality opponents.
Yes, those teams always come back with, you know, great players. They're a great program. All three of them are great programs, including, you know, every team that we have in the non-league. So, I mean, we feel like we're very tested, and it gives us a good momentum going in the tournament. And like you said, we got to, you know, find ways to try to get over that hump this year.
And good news for Division III Anna, the team that beat you last year in the regional championship, Purcell Marion, is no longer D3, but I'm sure there'll be somebody to replace them.
Right now we know who that is, and that's Cincinnati Taft, who's gotten a lot of transfers in. So, it's year in, year out, you know it happens. So you got to find ways, I guess, right?
Transfers, or are they recruited transfers?
Well, I'm not going to get into that, but okay. I think you know what's going on. So.
Nate Varhorst, always enjoyable to chat with Nate during the high school football season before the basketball campaign starts. Again, the opening game is coming up, what, the weekend after Thanksgiving, right?
That's correct, yeah. And, you know, with the way this football team's clicking right now, that could be backed up. You never know. There's a certain amount of, you know, practices that we get before we open up with league play.
So. You answered my next question. Yeah, because there's no reason why Anna can't go two or three weekends deep in the postseason playoffs. That would wipe out most of the month of November. You might get three, four basketball games pushed well back.
That's correct. Yep. You never know. Yeah, so we'll just have to deal with it.
That'd be a good thing.
Yep, yes, it would be. Yep. And I hope it happens.
Yes. So. Thank you so much, Nate.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Nate Varhorst, boys basketball coach at Anna in year number 9, talking about the Rockets' upcoming season. Here at Booster Field in Anna, the Anna Rockets lead the Coldwater Cavaliers 42-0. We're about 7 or 8 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. The present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal, we thank you very much. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulte Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulte, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulte, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. And we thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulte in Rushi. 42-0 here at the half. It is Anna over Coldwater. Very unlikely score. Not surprised, Chuck, that Anna's got a lead. Nobody in the world predicted a 6-touchdown slaughter at this point.
No, nobody at all. These are some very stunned. We've got all the Coldwater people on our side. We've got their stat people. Their coaches are on this side. None of them are. There's not many smiles over there.
Let's update everyone on the Layman Catholic Cavaliers who are playing Waynesfield Goshen tonight. Last score we had was Waynesfield over Layman.
7-0 at halftime.
7-0 after two quarters of play. Waynesfield Goshen 5-2 leads Layman Catholic 3-4 on the year. We talked to offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman at Layman Catholic earlier in the week, and Layman Catholic still has a shot at a share of the NWCC title and an opportunity still to make the postseason playoffs despite being blanked last week at Hardin Northern.
We just were kind of off, especially offensively. Defensively, we didn't play too bad. Our offense put our defense in some bad spots. We had, I believe, 5 turnovers. Our completion percentage from a passing game standpoint was, I think, under 20. And so with those kind of numbers, you just can't really compete with a quality team, and Hardin Northern is that. They had a great game plan coming in against us, both defensively and offensively. Like I said, our defense held them pretty well, but we put our defense in bad spots where we had turnovers and they were in our territory right away, and they capitalized on that and they played it. They played a great game and they beat us.
Hey, Hardin Northern is very likely a playoff team. Could play at home. Layman Catholic not out of the picture at all. In fact, you control your own destiny. Playoffs and certainly league championship. You could tie if you went out.
Yeah, as crazy as that is, we're still kind of in the same position. Yeah. We could tie, like you said, for
for a league championship, as Hardin Northern has a loss already to Lima Perry in the conference, and we have obviously the loss to Hardin Northern, and we still have yet to play Lima Perry, and that's our Week 10 matchup. So we're not looking ahead to that because we do have a tough a couple games before that, but we still are in the share of the league title position, and we also still are in the playoff picture. We have a little bit weaker region this year, and so because of that, 6-4 with those quality wins will probably get us in.
Is there anything on this layman Catholic team that Johnny Edwards cannot do? Can you be all state at three, four different positions on a D7 football program?
I don't know, but if anybody can, he can. You know, he's our middle linebacker. He's our leading tackler. I think he had probably close to 20 tackles last week versus Northern.
Wow.
He obviously has been placed on the offensive line for us, and he's been one of our leaders up front. And then, as you're kind of alluding to, he's also been returning some kickoffs for us in the recent past, and he's done a very nice job with that. You may also see him a little bit more involved with the ball in his hands a little bit moving forward, so stay tuned.
Hey, we talked last week about how the coaching staff at Layman and other schools in the NWCC no doubt have to improvise and get involved in practices themselves. The coaches actually take some of the reps because of such low numbers.
Yeah, you know, we have 24 on our roster, and I think we have 20 or 21 healthy. And so, obviously, 11 plus 11 equals 22. And so, there are times, especially in the most recent past, where our coaches have to step in and play scout team. And I've done some of that at the quarterback position, keeps me young and spry. And then we have a couple younger guys who do it quite a bit as well. And we have some, frankly, you know, most of our staff play college football, so we have some guys who are still in decent shape and know what they're doing at certain positions. And so it's necessary to do that in order to give the kids a look, and we're willing to do it.
And all members of the coaching staff healthy and not no one on IR, right?
No injuries on the coaching staff, no injuries.
Hey, let's take a look quickly here at the playoff picture. In Division 7, Marion Local, New Miami, Fort Loramie would seem to be on paces to occupy the top three spots. Who knows what order?
Yeah, that is correct. I think that those three are almost locks for home games at this point. You also have some other contenders that are sneaking in there. You know, New Bremen is sneaky good this year. Mm-hmm. They play a tough schedule, obviously, but they have a nice, I think it's a Week 10 matchup versus Minster, which should be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If they could somehow pull that one off, I think that could vault them into a home game. You have some other contenders still around. Another Cincinnati area school, Cincinnati College Prep, they're in the picture for sure, and then you've got the NWCC teams. Lima Perry is definitely in play. Hardin Northern, as I mentioned earlier, they're probably a front runner for potentially a home game because they have a good shot at going 8-2. And then you have Waynesfield Goshen, and then Layman, of course.
And that Northwest region in D6 includes Coldwater, Anna, Minster. Of course, Anna, Coldwater, the game we're covering right now here on Scores Broadcast. Anna, Minster at 8-2. Might be in a position to not be able to host.
I think that's probably the case, Jack. I think if both those teams do go 8-2, I don't think there's any chance of a home host because that region is just, as I would have been calling it this year, a bloodbath. You know, you have Coldwater, you have Liberty Center. Both those teams probably will go undefeated, but those teams are both for sure in the playoffs. You've got a quality LCC team. You've got Allen East. You've got Fairview, Archibald, Spencerville, Columbus Grove, Gibsonburg, which is actually a team that's looking like they'll go undefeated at 10-0, and they probably won't get in.
Waynesfield Goshen, your opponent tonight, club you're playing at home.
Yeah, Waynesfield's getting better every year that we've seen them. You know, they snuck one by us last year. They knocked out our quarterback early in the game, and we didn't have a good answer, and so they beat us last year. And so our kids don't forget that, which gives us a little chip on our shoulders. But they're a quality team. They're going to give us really the same kind of stuff we've seen in the last few weeks, to be honest with you. You know, they run a little bit of spread, a little bit of a wing T type action on offense, and then defensively they're either going to give us a three or a four front. They don't do anything too crazy, a lot of man coverage, but they're very well coached. They're solid fundamentally. They're going to be a task for us.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Bill was one of the millions who had Coldwater written down in the victory column tonight.
I'm sure. And he was in the majority.
7-0. Again, the latest score, Waynesfield Goshen over Lehman.
That's what I had at halftime.
Yep. Two periods of play. Goshen leads Lehman 7-0.
Minster leads Marion Local 21-20.
Wow. That's a real scrap at Marion Local and Maria Stein. It's in the third quarter, and Minster is up a point here. Anna has exploded to a 42-0 lead over Coldwater. Second half kickoff by the Cavaliers. Third period underway. Kick hits at the 18 of Anna. Returned there at the 16-yard line after a 2-yard bounce downfield. And the Anna return man meets a stone wall at the 27 or 28. That's Nolan Emerson on the return for Anna. And it's first and 10 for the Rockets inside their own 30, leading by 6 touchdowns over Coldwater as we start play here in the second half.
They were talking at halftime, and they said that they don't remember there was ever a time that Coldwater was on the short end of a running clock in the second half.
My goodness. Who would ever have thought?
Well, I mean, it's just recent that that's gone into play, so yeah. That's not a shocking stat.
And I tell you what, Chuck, Coldwater needs 2 scores to take the running clock off.
Absolutely.
Not 1, but 2. And a possession. It is Bixler faking to Uhlskamp. Bark keeps up the middle. He's got a seam. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Look at him go. The little mighty Mike quarterback for the Anna Rockets powers all the way to the 50. He shirked 3 white jerseys from Coldwater aside, and he barreled right down the field for 23 quick yards.
Nice run.
First and 10 Rockets at the 50, and that is exactly what the first half was all about, that play right there.
Yeah, absolutely. When you run the ball 256 yards in the first half against a team that's this good, this is not against a chopped liver defense.
Uh-uh. Now, we wondered in the pregame how Anna's offense would stack up against Coldwater's vaunted attack, which mixes the run and pass equally well. Well, Anna's run game has not only held its own, it has overmatched Coldwater's defense so far without a doubt.
Absolutely. 256 to -10 rushing yards in the first half.
256 for Anna, -10 for Coldwater on the ground. That's just an unbelievable statistic. Running play right here generates 4 for Anna from the 50 to the Coldwater 46. So after Bixler ripped down the middle for 23, the Rockets get 4 more on a rush from scrimmage, 2nd and 6 at the Cavs 46. Inside handoff on the play, Bixler, Uhlskamp, Matt stood up solidly right at the point of attack, no gain. 3rd and 6, Anna. Better than 2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna's Bart Bixler will become an expert here in the second half, Chuck, at milking the play clock.
I would think so.
Yeah. And it's at 20 now, and Anna is in no hurry to assemble its huddle in the offensive backfield.
One thing that I don't think we're going to see is a Coldwater team that rolls over. I think they're going to play very hard here in the second half.
Oh, exactly. Snap back to Bixler, fake to Uhlskamp. Then Bart finds a man on a slant pattern over the middle. Yes, it's caught. Far hash mark, it's Leininger slicing through the secondary of Coldwater. He picked it off on the dead run at the 37, then zipped to the 32. 1st and 10, Anna. Rockets have been picking their spots with the forward pass, and it's caught Coldwater off balance.
Their passing game has been on target tonight.
Now, you referred to it earlier, Chuck. The little bit of play action by Bixler is so effective. He can run. Uhlskamp can run. Then when Bart does decide to throw a few seconds later, the linebackers for Coldwater are out of position.
Yep, and the safeties are coming up on the run, which they have to do.
4 minutes gone here in the third quarter, 42-0 Anna. Here's the feed. Bixler, Yulskamp cuts it wide. He's got a lane, left side of the field. He makes a man miss at the 20, another man miss at the 10. It's Yulskamp all the way to the end zone. What a mad dash from 32 yards out by Riley Yulskamp. It looked like for sure he would run out of real estate. He got to the sideline, tight-roped it. He turned on the afterburners, and away he went. A mad scamper from 32 out by Yulskamp of Anna.
And the onslaught continues.
48-0 Rockets. Ambus on for the extra point. He's only missed a couple all year long. He's shooting for 7 for 7 here tonight. Boy, the kick is up and away. It looks good, and it is perfect right down the middle. Dead center. Anna Rockets pick up where they left off at the end of the first half. Anna scoring on possession number one in the third period. 7:53 to go in the third quarter. Anna 49, Coldwater nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Will Luthman, who's kicked off beautifully tonight for Hanichuk, prepares to boot yet another.
Boy, I tell you what, I've been impressed with the kid's leg.
And here is the kick again, end over end. Coldwater Fields, far side, inbounds, beyond the numbers at the 17. It's Weigel, one of the speediest backs for Coldwater, who catches, and he runs into some interference from Anna defenders up over the 25 at the 26 or 7, and that's where Coldwater starts. First down, 10 yards to go, trailing 49-0.
That was the only negative play in the entire first half, was that last kickoff that they ran all the way down to the 20, but then they couldn't get it in the end zone because they only had 2 seconds left.
Coldwater to the line of scrimmage. Hemelgarn, outstanding rusher, fine throwing quarterback at the helm, shoots a pass over the middle. It's a quick slant, caught at the 34 immediately. Anna on the stop, post hauled it in, spilled right now by Richards of Anna. And the play pushed ahead for 8, second down and 2, Coldwater at the 34 of the Cavaliers. In a moment here, we'll tell you all about one of our new underwriting sponsors from here in Anna, Hoying & Hoying Builders. Very pleased to have Hoying & Hoying on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Hemelgarn dealing to his ball carrier, who cracks over a right tackle, and he's got 3 or 4 over the 35 to the 36 or 7, enough for the first down.
Second first down of the game for the Cavaliers.
An amazing number, just 2. 2 first downs for Coldwater, and it took the Cavaliers 2.5 quarters of play to produce their second first down of the night. Building your dream home is one of the most rewarding experiences in life, and Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna can help you fulfill that dream. As Coldwater comes to the line of scrimmage, Hemelgarn gets good protection and then overshoots his receiver far down the field in the vicinity of the Anna 30-35 yard line. There may have been a marker thrown. Did the Anna defensive back hold up the receiver, Chuck?
I think they called it a hold. That might have been a good call. It's all the way across the field, but it looked like a little bit of jerkiness in the route, and it definitely could have been a hold.
Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna, from the beginning sketch to the final landscaping, we are here at Hoying & Hoying to make building your home the most pleasurable experience possible. Hoying & Hoying Builders have been creating dreams for people since 1977. We combine top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Phone 937-397-7144, 397-7144. At 130-70-13070 McCartyville Road, Hoeing and Hoeing Builders. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoeing and Hoeing Builders. At the Coldwater Cavaliers, after the penalty against Anna, have a first and 10 situation at the Cavs 46, and the quarterback Jake Hemmelgarn pitches one middle of the field to Will Broering. He picks it off. He's downed immediately at the Anna 46. Second down, a little better than two to go for Coldwater, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Anna in the lead 49-0. Hemmelgarn, offensive backfield, tries to read Anna's defense, fakes the handoff, keeps, and he is submerged.
Well, I think we're going to call Malachi Minnick again on that one.
Yep, he has been sensational defensively for the Anna Rockets. He's dominated a Coldwater offense about as well as a single player can on defense.
Yeah, and he had one rush for a first down on a fourth and four.
That's right, he did. Two receivers far left for Coldwater on third and two from the Anna 36. Man in motion, Hemmelgarn, middle screen. It's almost dropped on the play by Miller. He does hang on. He nearly collided with an offensive teammate. He did manage to tuck it away, ran laterally toward the Coldwater bench inside the 45. Short gain, downed right at the first down chain. Good enough for a first, a new set of four for the Cavaliers as the play picked up about three or so. First down, Coldwater at the Anna 43 with 2:48 left here in the third quarter, and Anna leading by the resounding score of 49-0. Anna to the line of scrimmage, showing blitz pressure. Eight in the box. Hemmelgarn, quick drop. It's a bomb. One-on-one for Broering. Does he catch it in bounds? Is it picked off by Anna in the field of play?
Out of bounds. It was intercepted out of bounds.
Referees look at each other and say, no good. But, boy, that is what you call thorough coverage.
Leininger's had a game. He's covering that 6'4 kid like a blanket.
And Anna has not missed much tonight.
No.
Very little. About as nearly a perfect game as you could play, and it's happening tonight against the state's number one ranked team in D6.
Yeah.
Minute 55 to go, third quarter, 49-0 Anna. Second and 10 Coldwater at the Rockets 43. Anna with eight defenders bunched up near the line of scrimmage. Now it is Hemmelgarn back to throw in the flat. Oh, it's nearly a pick six. Almost intercepted. It was Riley Huelskamp. And the ball was telegraphed by Hemmelgarn. Riley had it in his sights. And I think, Chuck, he was so surprised it was going to be such an easy pick six.
Yep.
He missed it.
I think he was looking to see where the sideline was. But that was 56 if he catches that one.
Yeah, 56 the other way. Third and 10 Coldwater at the Anna 43. Trips to the left, two receivers right, short side. Hemmelgarn, very short drop, loops it near side of the field in front of the Coldwater bench, and it is caught in bounds at the 36 or 37, and the receiver immediately, McGibbon, is out of bounds. Short of a first down, fourth and about three or four coming up for Coldwater at the Anna 35. 40 seconds to go. It has been a mercy rule clock, continuous running clock in the second half. Anna in the lead by 49 points. In fact, Coldwater's got to score three times to turn the mercy clock off. Here's a pass by Hemmelgarn, and for the third or fourth time tonight, it is batted down in the offensive backfield. And, Chuck, I think that was 25 on the defensive side for Anna.
I'll tell you in just a second.
Maybe it was eight.
Make 70 again. He had the forced fumble earlier in the game.
I tell you what, Anna has been all over Coldwater. It's almost like the Rockets have been in the Cavaliers huddle all night long. Albers on the deflection?
Albers on the deflection.
and Anna takes over the football. That was a fourth down and three play for Coldwater. Seconds will tick off the clock, and the third quarter will come to an end. Anna 49, Coldwater nothing here at Booster Field in Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Come on.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Well, we're seconds away from commencing play here at the start of the fourth quarter, and the teams had not changed ends of the field, so as a result, Chuck, we have an extended third, fourth quarter break. The delay continues. We'll march to the other end, to the north end of Booster Field, when play resumes, opening up the fourth, and a 49 Coldwater nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, the Anna Rockets come to the line of scrimmage as we begin play here in the fourth quarter. A new QB for Anna is the extra point place kicker, Zach Ambus. He's at the helm. And the opening play, fourth quarter, winds up being a minus three from the 34 back to the 31. So it's second down and 13 for Anna. Opening half minute, fourth quarter. Again, a continuous clock. The Coldwater would have to score, what, 3 times, Chuck, to take the continuous clock off. It's what, 30-point spread starts the clock?
Yep.
And right now it's a 49-point difference. Two receivers wide right for Ambus as Bart Bixler has sat down. Handoff right up the middle.
Oh,
and Coldwater puts a helmet right under the chin of the Anna ball carrier, who is hammered just beyond the point of attack. It is going to be third down and 11 or 12 to go for Anna. Opening minute and a half, fourth quarter of this game, 49-0 Rockets.
Wow.
Who have played as perfectly a high school football game tonight as you would ever want to see.
That was Tony Hess. Boy, he put a hit on the running back there.
Hess with a pop for Coldwater. That was a strong tackle. Third down for the Rockets and 12 or 13 to go for a first down. Ambus wants to throw, and it's a long fade down the left side. And a running attempt at a catch. It's no good off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Emerson, at the 33. Nolan gave it a try.
That was a heck of a throw. I mean, it was 30 yards in the air and right on the fingertips.
Up there's your little quarterback next year to replace little senior quarterback Bart Bixler this year.
Yeah.
And he threw that ball quite nicely. Yeah. Emerson almost caught up to it. Anna's got to punt.
First punt of the night.
And Coldwater's booted the football, what, at least four times,
oh,
I know.
Easy. Yeah.
Back in deep punt formation, the Rockets punting the football from about the 28 or 9-yard line. Coldwater on the return from the 27. It's McKibben. He's the young man who had the 70-yard kickoff return. He goes right back up the gut of Anna's coverage, and he's tackled out across the 35 at the 38. Now it's up to Coldwater to avoid being shut out, Chuck.
Yeah. I think we're going to see subs on this side of the ball, too, but not maybe not as many.
9:22 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And let's see who enters the game for the Coldwater Cavaliers. You're right, Chuck. It is a total revamp of Coldwater's offense, just as Anna had revamped its offensive unit moments ago.
The last thing you want on a night where you just have this kind of a night, you don't want an injury.
And I think the new quarterback might be, let's see, is it 19?
13.
13.
That looks like Reese Dellinger.
Dellinger, a 10th grader, in at QB now for Coldwater. Deep drop. Here comes pressure. Wow, that's a good, powerful.
My goodness.
Man, did he loft that baby down the left side of the field. A lot of oomph behind that throw. Broken up by Anna at the 36. Double coverage on the big receiver, Miller, for Coldwater, who ran under it. But Anna pinched him at the last second, fought the ball loose. And Dellinger, a substitute at quarterback for Coldwater, like the Anna sub, Ambus, showing that.
That was a good long, that was a nice throw, and almost a great catch. And I think that was Jesse Meyer. He's a sophomore.
Each quarterback showing they have got strong arms. And here's a run right up the middle by Coldwater. It breaks into the clear. It might go the distance for the touchdown, and it's going to be a 61-yarder all the way to pay dirt. Backup running back for the Coldwater Cavaliers broke through. No one home for Anna, which was in a mistaken defense. In fact, once the linebackers were beaten, the safeties and corners were split to both sides of the field, and there was plenty of running room. And Coldwater's on the board with 8:15 left here in the fourth. It is 49-6. And I'm not sure, Chuck, if we picked up the numerals on the back of that.
I'm going to say it was Alex Kanapke.
Alex Kanapke, backup running back for Coldwater, bursted into the clear just several strides beyond the line of scrimmage. And he zoomed down the near hash mark untouched. Coldwater going for two. Snap back to Dellinger. He looks, slant pattern, receiver 8 yards deep in the end zone, reaches up and spears it. It's good. The 2 points after, successful. Over eight to play in the fourth, 49-8. It is Anna over Coldwater by 41 points. Back with the Cavaliers kickoff to Anna in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And thank you so much to Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Kickoff, Coldwater, fumbled by Anna, picked up and run from the 21, back up to about the 28, and that's where the Rockets start continuous clock is still in progress. In addition, thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, go Goffney, on the web at goffenafurniture.com. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Well, before this Anna drive starts, with just over seven to play and Anna leading 49-8, the Rockets take a timeout.
They ran the play clock down to one, and they weren't going to get the snap off.
Now, next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, not sure what contest we will cover. Check the scoresbroadcast.com website early next week. We've got 2 weeks of the regular season left. Keep in mind, the Anna Rockets in Division 6 take part in the playoffs on Friday night at Fort Loramie, the other Shelby County high school football program, which will make the postseason, takes part in the playoffs in D7 on Saturday.
Very convenient.
And we've got volleyball regionals coming up right here at the end of the month on scoresbroadcast.com. I think October 31st, a Thursday, November 2nd, a Saturday. Anna Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Zach Ambus at quarterback. Here's Coldwater showing some blitz pressure, eight in the box. Ambus takes the snap from center, looks out to the left, decides to keep it, and sneaks ahead for about 4 yards. New line of scrimmage, the 30.
That's semi, the semis on, will be on Halloween. I'll dress up like an athletic director. That way they'll have one there.
Yeah, that'll be the D4 Volleyball Regionals. Thursday night, October 31st, Saturday afternoon, November 2nd, we'll have a high school football game the night before, Friday, November 1st. Then the following weekend, conceivably, state tournament volleyball and high school football playoffs on Friday and Saturday evening. Here's Anna running around left end, good for several yards out near the 35 or 34.
20, I think it's 22.
I think that's Davies in off the bench running the football for Anna, just shy of the 35 with 5:40 left to go here in the fourth. Anna leads it 49-8, continuous clock, seconds ticking away. Under 5.5 to go in the fourth. Third and a couple for Anna. Ambus to the line of scrimmage. He's in the spread like Bixler was the first three periods. Ambus gives the ball off in the offensive backfield. Coldwater spells it out and subdues the play for a loss back at the 28. 5 minutes to go in the game. Anna will punt the football away. Chuck, we've talked about Anna's offense, defense. You've alluded to special teams, coverage on kicks and the kickoffs themselves, the PATs. All the specialist positions have done their jobs beautifully tonight, too.
I think it would be hard to find any flaw in what they did tonight on any of their teams.
Rockets, Luthman in punt formation. Back at his 25, low line drive kick. Coldwater will have a difficult time returning this. In fact, there's no chance. It hits at the 35, and look at it scoot. All the way to the 19. And that's where the Cavaliers start, first and 10 inside their own 20. And I think every Coldwater possession, but maybe one tonight, Chuck, has started from the 25-yard line or less.
If I would have been looking, I don't usually keep track of field position.
Maybe one outside the 25, but every other one inside the 25-yard line.
They have had to, and Anna's had a short field a lot tonight.
Yep. And Anna's defense has, what's the best word, bottled up Coldwater's offense.
Smothered.
At times, just suffocated it. Sure. All the way down to 4 minutes to go in this game. Coldwater to the line of scrimmage, trailing 49-8. Ball marked for play inside the Cavaliers 20. And the new quarterback for the Cavaliers gives it off straight ahead. Big hole again. And Coldwater may break another one for the house. All the way to the 40. Anna with a tackle from behind at the 46. A quick burst of 27 on the play by Coldwater. First and 10 Cavaliers, 4 yards short of midfield with 3:40 to go in the fourth. The new quarterback is Dellinger for Coldwater. He flares 1-2 receivers to the left, one to the right. Anna with quite a few changes on defense, although we do see that Jeffrey Richards is still in. Here's an off-tackle play, and it goes for plentiful yardage across the 50, 45 to the Anna 40 before the stop is made with 3 minutes to go in the game. 49-8 in favor of Anna. The Coldwater Cavaliers offense stalled from the very start tonight. Anna Rockets and Coldwater Cavaliers probably have a mix of JV performers and backup varsity players on the field right now. And here's a tackle behind the line, a loss of 4 or 5.
This is probably making the JV coach nervous for Anna.
Webker with a very good hit behind the line for Anna with 2:20 to go. Coldwater confronts a second and 13 from the Anna 43. Of the Anna Rockets with this victory will vault to 7-1, and no doubt Anna will be battling Liberty Center, probably should overtake Liberty Center for number one in this region of D6 in the computer poll. Quarterback Dellinger way back behind the line, 15 yards, and throws it down the right side of the field. Two or three green shirts, a white shirt from Coldwater going for the football. It's out of bounds, incomplete. Clock stops, 1:49 to go. Third and 13 for Coldwater. Line of scrimmage, the 42 of Anna. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Don't forget, November 1st and 2nd at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the big fall open house on Friday, November 1 from 9 to 6, on Saturday, November 2 from 9 to 3, up to 20% off on select items at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. That's at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Look them up on Facebook. And as well, 15 to 50% off beginning December 1st at the Jewelry Barn. That's the big Christmas sale, Jewelry Barn in Rushi, starting December 1, 15 to 50% off. Coldwater throwing on third and long, incomplete, middle of the field. It is no good, and it falls harmlessly to the ground as the final 30 seconds tick away. And Chuck, both teams enter the gridiron. The handshakes start. The Anna Rockets and the Coldwater Cavaliers meeting at the spot right on the 50 between the hash marks. Coldwater beaten soundly by Anna tonight as the Rockets pull off the upset. Not as big an upset as you might think with Anna winning. It's the size, the magnitude of the difference in the score. Unbelievable. Anna all over Coldwater tonight. Quite a thrashing. 49-8 Rockets. And who knows, Anna might vault all the way to number one in the Division VI statewide AP poll.
Yeah, that doesn't mean as much as the computer poll, but still.
Right. Yes. Yep. But Chuck, let's keep it right here. Let's take a quick look at some stats. Then we'll highlight our Clancy's Award winner.
Okay, 14, 15, 12.
Tell you what, let's take a break. I'll talk about our sponsors while you total up some numbers. I've just run them down for you. And as I was mentioning, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Don't forget Hoing & Hoing, a new underwriting sponsor tonight. Hoing & Hoing Builders. Building your dream home is one of the most rewarding experiences in life, and you can count on Hoing & Hoing Builders to create what you can imagine. Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. And also a new underwriting sponsor. We'll talk about them more in depth in the future. It's Reese Meyering & Company, accountants and business financial planners. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and financial planners in Fort Loramie. Also a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, dominating numbers, not surprising. Anna won. Anna beat Coldwater last year 21-20, two straight victories over the Cavs by the Rockets. What is just crazy is the margin of difference, 49-8.
Yeah, 403 total yards to 142. Of those 142, 84 of them were against the JVs on the last two possessions by Coldwater.
Yeah.
326 rushing yards for Anna tonight. They were terrific. And if we're going to look at the Clancy's players of the game, it's hard to narrow it down. Bart Bixler, amazing tonight, throwing the ball, running the ball. Will Luthman, great on defense, great on kicking. And then Malachi Minnick, he was just a monster defensively tonight. And those are the three Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back here to Booster Field at Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna has thumped Coldwater soundly, 49-8. Anna Rockets vault to 7-1 on the year. Coldwater falls to 7-1. Last score we heard, Chuck, Minster had a one-touchdown lead on Marion Local. That was late in the game. In fact, we have an official update, 27-26, Minster by one, not over. It is in the fourth quarter. Minster leads Marion by one.
Wow.
At Maria Stein. If Minster would win, the Anna victory over Coldwater is in the books. If Minster would beat Marion, the Midwest Athletic Conference race is up for grabs with four teams.
With one loss.
Four.
Yeah,
four teams with a loss. Keep in mind, Coldwater beat Minster earlier in the year, and Marion Local beat Anna earlier in the year. But Minster is turning the tables on Marion Local tonight. Anna has already turned the tables big time on Coldwater here at Anna 49.
And Marion Local and Coldwater still face off the last game of the season.
Very good point. Week 10. So one of those two will get one more loss for sure. Stay in tuned with the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule for the remainder of the football season, weeks 9 and 10. Keep in mind now, we've got volleyball regional action from Clayton Northmont, Division 4 volleyball, October 31st, November 2nd. We'll have football for you on Friday night, November 1st. And then that first full weekend in November, Friday night, November 8th, Saturday, November 9th, more than likely a football game in the playoffs each night, and a Friday, Fort Loramie on Saturday. And that is also the Thursday, Friday, Saturday weekend of the state volleyball championships at Wright State.
Right.
Yep.
We'll be busy.
Oh, we sure will. Thanks so much to Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Thanks to Jeff Bray and Mike Wick and Matt Zerker for all of their assistance in recent weeks. For the entire group, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Booster Field in Anna, where the Anna Rockets have routed Coldwater 49-8.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.